Samuel Waxel, a Manhattan socialite and biotech entrepreneur, was arrested by the FBI today on charges of insider trading. Waxel is the founder of ImClone Systems, a biotech company that's developing a cancer-fighting drug. Late last year, ImClone got some bad news that sent its stock plunging. In separate civil and criminal cases, the government says Waxel and his relatives got advance word of the news, and his relatives sold millions of dollars of stock. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
FBI agents arrived at Samuel Waxel's Soho loft at 6:30 this morning. They brought an arrest warrant that detailed three frantic days, December 26th, 27th, and 28th of last year, in which Waxel tried to save himself and his family from financial ruin. The government's complaint begins on the night of December 26, when Samuel Waxel learned that the Food and Drug Administration would soon refuse to review ImClone's application for a new cancer drug called Erbitux. Erbitux is the company's only product, and ImClone's stock had soared over the past year, as Waxel told investors that clinical trials showed the drug worked and the FDA would soon approve it. So this was troubling news for Waxel, and the government says he swung into action. First, at 9:52 that evening, he called someone identified in the criminal complaint as Tippy Number One. The next morning, just before the stock market opened, Tippy Number One sold 136,000 shares of ImClone for about $61 a share, or a little over $8 million. ImClone's shares would lose a quarter of their value in just two trading days when the FDA's action became public. According to the complaint, Waxel made more illegal calls early on the morning of December 27. He called Tippy Number 2 in Sun Valley, Idaho. Within minutes, Tippy Number 2 got on the phone to Merrill Lynch and instructed the brokerage firm to sell all the 39,000 shares Tippy Number 2 owned for a total of $2.5 million. The complaint doesn't identify Tippies 1 and 2, but previous press accounts suggest they're Waxel's two daughters, Eliza and Ilana. The government says on December 27 and 28, Samuel Waxel also tried to sell his own ImClone stock, some 80,000 shares that were then worth about $5 million. First, he instructed his accountant to transfer the shares to Tippy Number 2. Then, Waxel's accountant tried to get Merrill Lynch to sell the shares. Merrill Lynch said no, not without clearance from ImClone's lawyers. On the afternoon of December 28, the FDA sent its letter to ImClone, and on December 31, the company's stock began a freefall.
I really think that few things can harm investor confidence more than insider trading by senior management of a public company.
Barry Rashkover is Associate Regional Director of the SEC's Northeastern Unit. Waxel's lawyers say the case against their client is entirely circumstantial, and the government is overreacting. One more Waxel confidant called the CEO about her ImClone shares, lifestyle tycoon and friend Martha Stewart. Stewart is not mentioned in today's complaints, but she too sold her shares before the FDA's action became public. She denies wrongdoing. Late this afternoon, Samuel Waxel posted a bail of $10 million and left the courtroom in the khaki pants, Oxford shirt and suede shoes which he'd thrown on early this morning. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.